This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Full-Time Moms Podcast.
I'm Sarah, a type A mom who is a high school math teacher.
And I'm Grace, a type B mom and kindergarten teacher turned stay-at-home mom.
We do motherhood differently, but we're here to support each other and you.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Grace.
Happy new week.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know you're excited to get straight into the poll results, Sarah. Tell us about them.
I love a poll. I'm so happy we've been able to have polls 2 weeks in a row. So our first poll was asking people in our Instagram community what type of mom they see themselves as. So 22% said type A, 11% said type B, and 67% said type C.
Okay. I see that. Like, we don't want to put ourselves in a box, okay? We just want to be combined A and B a little bit. The majority. That is actually interesting though, that 22% are like certain that they're A. Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, when I saw that, I also was kind of wondering, like, cuz I actually didn't vote on this one, but I am definitely one of those people that I see myself as type A, and it made me kind of wonder if people who maybe if we only had two options would say that they're type B, maybe right. More of those people actually see themselves as type C than necessarily type A people.
Yeah. All right. Well, not very many B. So that's interesting. Okay. Thanks for voting, y'all.
And then our next one was whether you see in your mind, see ChatGPT as male or female. And I was telling Grace, because Grace put up these polls. Thank you, Grace. I was like, oh, if you want to like skip any of them, like maybe skip this one. But she didn't skip any of them. And I was very intrigued to find that we got 50-50.
Wow. Okay, interesting. Most of our followers are female. Yeah, the majority. So it's interesting that there's some of them that are sure that ChatGPT is a male. Huh.
But I feel like you were one of those people before.
I was. That's true. Yes, that's true. Until you brought it up. I was like, oh, yeah, of course she's female. She knows everything. Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. All right, 50-50.
And then our last one was on vacuum cleaners. 53% said corded and 47% said cordless.
Okay, interesting. And I really think we need some like follow-up to this. Like, is that just because they last longer? Or are there other reasons for that?
Yeah, I texted my sister-in-law because I saw that she voted corded, and I also knew that previously she had a cordless vacuum. So I texted her. I was like, hey, wanted some more info. And she said she used to have a cordless Dyson, and she said that she never thought she'd switch back to corded, but that her battery charge didn't last for her to do all the vacuuming at one time that she wanted to, as well as she felt like with a corded vacuum, or at least maybe the corded vacuum that she currently has, she feels like her suction is better with the corded vacuum.
Okay. All right. That's valid. That has happened to me. Like, we have purchased a new battery for our vacuum because, yeah, we couldn't finish vacuuming the whole house because the charge was just so, or whatever, the battery would die so fast. So we had to buy a new battery, but interesting. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that the suction would be better. I mean, it's more heavy duty. Yeah, oh, I could see that. Interesting.
And when I saw the results, like, I almost laughed out loud, though, because I also didn't vote, but I was kind of like, after we did our last episode, Grace, you kind of made me feel like possibly I was so the only one using a corded vacuum.
I kind of thought you were, to be honest.
And then I saw the results and I was like, huh.
Yeah, no, you're not crazy. It turns out. Okay, great.
I was like, huh, not only does it last longer and it's cheaper, but yeah. People are still using them.
That, right, totally. So. Yeah. All right, good to know. You learn something new every day.
All right. Well, Grace, you want to hit us off with some yays and nays this week?
Let's do it. I had the best date ever. We had so much fun. We had not been on a date in so long. We usually can get a date in like every other week. So very thankful for that. Thank you to my mother-in-law. If she ever listens to this, she's going to be like, wow, I got so many shout outs. So anyway, for watching children, to be clear, I'm not dating her. So we have been doing alphabet dates. I don't know if you've heard of this. I think I probably saw it on TikTok. Essentially, you plan a date around a letter of the alphabet. So we started with A and we went to the arcade. And then for B, we got e-bikes and biked around the city type of a thing.
Okay, that is so cute. Grace, I feel like we should do an episode on that.
Oh, we totally should. It's so fun. It's like forced us to be creative in dating because otherwise, like, if we're not doing an alphabet date, we're like, let's like go to dinner, like just or a movie. Like, it's just, you know, sometimes we'll like walk around. We have the membership to the gardens downtown, you know, or whatever at the U, University of Utah. And we'll walk around there or whatever. Like, it's like, oh, well, let's do a return at the mall and walk around the mall or whatever.
You know, compare some prices at different grocery stores.
Walmart, Costco. Yeah. And so when I saw this idea, I was like, we're totally doing this. And so we plan every other. And it's actually been a while. We haven't done a good solid alphabet date. Gosh. Probably almost been a year because I think I was pregnant last time I did one. But yeah, it's just, you know, the chaos of postpartum life and everything. Anyway, we got back into it. Skylar planned the date for the letter G this weekend. And it's so fun too because I asked him the day before, I'm like, what are we doing tomorrow? And he's like, I'm not telling you. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that to me was fun. I was like, okay, sweet. Like, it's a surprise. I don't know what we're doing. He was like, I don't want you to veto anything because I am kind of known to be like, about stuff. But he was like, I'm not telling you. We're just doing it. Like, whatever I want to do, we're doing. I was like, all right, here we go. So letter G, the first thing that we did was we grabbed dinner at a German restaurant downtown that I had never been to, that I've driven by 1,000 times, that was so good. And it was so fun. It's like super cute. They have like all this German chocolate when you walk in. And then it's like cafeteria style almost. Like, they serve it up to you on like an actual like school lunch tray and you like take it over to the cashier. But it was so good. The food was amazing. It was hopping. I mean, it was a popular spot. And yeah, he totally scored on that one. It was so good. And after that, we were downtown. And I don't know what was going on downtown, but they like shut down some street. There's like some big event going on. Like, there's like live music and everyone was out. And some of the streets were like, they were just like walking only. Like, they shut some streets down as far as like cars couldn't drive on them. And it was gorgeous weather. I mean, just like being downtown, I was like, I feel alive again. Like, it just was like so invigorating. It was amazing. And he's like, we're going geocaching. Sarah, do you know what geocaching is?
I feel like the last time I heard anyone talk about geocaching, I was in junior high.
Yeah, probably. But now it's no longer, like, when we were doing it, yeah,
in junior high. Wait, so maybe describe it in case people haven't heard.
Yeah, so in junior high, you needed, like, way back when, before we had smartphones, you had to have, like, an actual handheld GPS to locate these geocaches, which essentially are just, like, boxes of crap, basically. Like, a little box that people hide in different locations, and the goal is to find these boxes, sign the log, and a lot of them are like, put something in them or whatever, and they're just like silly, you know, like a little, I don't know, little flag, little drawing, little silly little things that you can fit in a little box, whatever. Just fun to find these little, it's kind of like a treasure hunt or whatever, even though there's not really a treasure. It's just fun to find something, whatever. So nowadays, I was unaware, there's a whole app, of course, and so you look on the map of where you are, and there's like a billion of them everywhere, and we were just walking around the city looking for this geocache, and we found one downtown. I was like, man, an urban geocache. This is exciting. Because when we were younger, we'd like go up to the mountains to do it, for those of you that aren't familiar. But yeah, finding one in the city was super fun. And we had just, you know, just look through it, sign the log. And then on the app, you can be like, yeah, we found it. You rate the difficulty of how hard it was or whatever. So it just has like little hints and clues and location-ish of where to find it. So that was super fun. And this was like a super spontaneous side thing. We were walking through the mall that's in the heart of SLC, if you know, you know. And we walked past a Claire's and I was like, should I get my ears pierced? Like a second lobe piercing? And Scott was like, heck yeah. So I just got my ears pierced at Claire's.
On your date?
I think some people are going to listen and be like, doesn't she know that Claire's is a terrible place to get your ears pierced and you need to go to a real piercing salon, blah, blah, blah. And there's also going to be people that are like one of my friends is like, well, I have a piercing gun. I could just do it for you. And I'm oh gosh. So, you know, there's both lanes there. But yeah, that was just super fun. I was just like so excited sitting in the little piercing chair.
It was just
kind of a spontaneous little side to our date. Yeah, and then we just walked around downtown for a while. Stunning, gorgeous day. And then we grabbed gelato to finish off our date. So it was perfect. Way to go, Skylar. We had the best time. I need to go on more dates because I, again, just felt alive. Oh my gosh. It was so nice.
That's like the cutest thing ever. How creative. Oh,
thank you. I know. Good job, Skylar. It's very fun.
I need to up my date planning.
Oh my gosh, I know. It's hard. Yeah. There are like a ton of ideas. Like, I think this is like a fairly common like dating thing. There's like huge lists online of like dates that you can do for each letter of the alphabet. So yeah, maybe we'll have to brainstorm on here what I can do for H.
Yeah. No, I'd love to do that.
Okay, let's hear about your yay.
So my yay, honestly, when I was initially thinking about like what I was going to share, my go-to answer was yes, going to the water park.
Oh my gosh, Sarah.
We went on Friday again, and again, we just had so much fun, and that will likely be my yay like every week of summer. But
perfect.
In addition to that, I feel like we just had a solid weekend. Colin had one of his friends over actually Saturday and Sunday because he's helping his friend make a desk.
Oh, nice.
So it was just awesome having his friend over and like just knowing that like Colin was having fun and his friend like stayed both nights for dinner and stuff. And so that was great. And then just tonight after dinner, we did some water stuff in the backyard and that was super fun. My brother actually got for Nora, can't remember when exactly, but a while back got her this water toy that has a base and this plastic foamy pig head, I guess, on top. So you like connect the hose to it and then the pig goes up. I don't know, Grace, I might have to like show you a picture later. But the girls thought that was super fun. And I just had the thought to myself like, oh, I guess I can never use the saying, oh, when pigs fly, because we had...
Yours does.
Yeah, we had one flying in the backyard tonight, so...
Oh, yeah, so fun. Yeah, it's just really, it's really starting to feel like summer. Like it's just warm outside. We're feeling good. You have a week of school left. Skylar has a week of school left. And so we're feeling good, I think.
Yeah, it's so close. We can touch it. Ooh. We can feel it.
Yeah, we can smell
whatever it is,
we're
doing all of it.
Exactly. Okay, my nay for the week is just that Skylar hurt his back at the gym and he's just had some sciatic pain. So it's no fun to watch him in pain and just been a little bit of a week. So yeah, we're good. He's going to be fine. His brother's a physical therapist, so he's been working on that with him.
I was telling Grace, though, Colin has had 2 back surgeries, which is a lot for someone that's, like, as young as he is. But yeah, we highly recommend surgery in this house. It's been life-changing
for
us.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to jump to that, quite yet. But keep you posted, for sure.
Oh, man. And then my nay for the week, recall last week, I have oil leaking from my car. And then actually Colin met us at Cherry Hill on Friday. And then we got home from Cherry Hill and Colin's like, oh yeah. So when I got in the car to come home, the check engine light came on in the Audi. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So he took it to AutoZone to do like
the diagnostic
check engine thing for free. And so apparently we need our PVC valve replaced, and so we have ordered the part. Colin has watched the YouTube video.
Great.
And It should hopefully be getting replaced Tuesday, and hopefully that's my yay next week that
yes,
it's been replaced. Gosh, yes. The check engine light is now off, and now I just have my oil leaking.
Perfect.
I will say, while he was at AutoZone, though, I was, like, on my phone looking at cars. I was like, okay, is this the end?
This is it. Yeah. What do you think you're going to get? Because this isn't your family car. This is, like, your commuter car, right? Like, this is what you drive. What would you get to replace it?
Yeah, I mean, basically, like, currently, the Audi is the car for whoever does not have the girls, basically.
Right. Okay.
And so, yeah, what you said, family car. But we are possibly trying to have another baby. Okay. And so if that happens, like, so right now we have an Audi sedan and a Toyota RAV4, and yeah, you can't fit three across in the RAV4, right. And so we would need a bigger car. And so we are really liking the Honda Pilot, especially the new body style, I want to say.
Maybe yeah, totally.
2023 and newer is like the new ones. Yeah,
totally.
So we really like that. We test drove one last summer when I thought we were getting rid of the Audi. And yeah, we really, really liked it. I do want to test drive like a Toyota Grand Highlander. We've looked at the Highlander before we got the RAV4. And just for me, especially with, like, for sure, my children already are, like, just tall for their age. I just know, yeah, I'm going to be having tall teenagers. And right. So in my opinion, I was like, oh man, that third row in the Highlander is like pretty cramped. But now that they have the Grand Highlander, I am interested in looking at that car. However, at least with young children, the Grand Highlander doesn't have as many of the anchors, like for car seats. Yeah. As the Honda Pilot, so that also makes the Honda Pilot a little bit more appealing for me personally. But yeah, and then we also, like, briefly were, like, talking about, like, oh, well, yeah, if the third baby doesn't happen, do we still want a bigger car, or do we just want to get another sedan? So,
okay.
Yeah.
Do the Pilot and the Grand Highlander both have ceiling air vents?
No.
See, this is my beef. I'm like, I have to get, like, a, I don't know, probably, like, an Armada or something to get the, I need captain's chairs, and I need ceiling vents. Those are my stipulations.
Yeah, I know for a fact the Honda Pilot does not have the ceiling vents. I'd have to look it up again if the Grand Highlander does. Honestly, I don't know off the top of my head. One thing that I think is really cool about the Honda Pilot, and this is only for, like, the Touring and Elite, so not the base model, but Touring is, like, the one up from that, is the third seat in the second row is removable. And so you can have captain chairs, but also, like, that third seat isn't so skinny that nothing fits there. Like, you could do three across in it. It's big enough for that. Or you could move it. So I just also, like, okay, that gives you another seat. You can remove it if you want captain's chairs. It's just really, that row specifically is really versatile. So I think that's super cool in that car. And when I sat in the third row of the Honda Pilot, I was, like, genuinely impressed with how much space I had. Yeah. Granted, the trunk space is rough.
I know, and I have the opposite problem. Right now, I drive a Nissan Pathfinder, and the trunk space is great, but that third row, like, I have sat in it because, I don't even know why, like, we were taking my parents somewhere or something, and I had to sit in the third row. Miserable. Terrible. So cramped. So, I don't know. It's, anyway, unexpected conversation to be having, but I know you're a car girly.
Definitely am interested in cars, for sure. I mean, there's even, like, minivans that don't have the ceiling vents. Like, it is shocking.
I know, my baby's kind of... And I do have a fan, you know, one of the portable fans. But I have to remember to bring it in and charge it. Are you kidding me? That's, like, a whole other thing I have to remember to do. Anyway, I just am like, man, it is hot back here for these little boys. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this obviously, like, doesn't totally fix the problem, but I do feel like in the summer, we drive for a while with the windows down. Just
yeah, for sure. Yeah, but you kind of have to, yeah. Well, I made the mistake of, like, I thought it looked cool, and it does, but it's black exterior, black interior. Yeah, that wasn't a great choice.
Oh, no, you're preaching to the choir. My black Audi with black leather seats. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, exactly. It's
brutal.
It's so hot. Does a sunshade actually help? Like, you know, when you park, if you put the sunshade on, like, does that help keep the car cool? Do you use one of those?
For the
like a windshield? Yeah.
I don't.
I feel like maybe I should, but I don't know if it actually does anything. So if anyone knows, let us know.
I know that my parents used to. I remember being in the car as a kid and them, like, folding it out.
Pulling it
out.
It's probably a good idea. Putting it back away.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like my memory's just, like, I was hot. You know. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure.
Speaking of summer being so close, I want to do like 10-ish minutes of, quote, like school with Nora every day to just like kind of keep up some of the things that she learned over preschool. We are at like the very basics over here. We are not as advanced as, well, Graham and probably other children. But I was wondering if you had any workbook suggestions for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So right now for reading, I'm using The Good and the Beautiful. I have not tried their math workbook yet. I'm doing a different curriculum for math that I'm not going to recommend. But I really, really enjoy The Good and the Beautiful because it's not just a workbook. They have like a lot of fun activities and like songs and stuff that go along with what you're learning. And so, and a workbook is also great. It's great for kids to practice like, you know, holding a pencil and tracing letters. But I just think The Good and the Beautiful is fun. It's pricier probably because they have added activities that you can do.
Yeah, it's and, more like, than just a workbook.
Right, exactly. You know, off the top of my head, I would guess probably $20 for that one. Graham's on the first grade one, but they have preschool and kindergarten. So
okay,
I didn't use the preschool one, but I'm sure it's great. And they just do like fun, like instead of circle the whatever, it's like put a quarter on top of the letter A to like identify letters or whatever. Like it's just kind of like a little more interactive. So I highly recommend that one. That's really fun. And then it's like, you know, sing the song and jump when you hear the letter, whatever. Like, it's just fun. But if you're looking for something a little more budget friendly, or maybe you're like, I don't want it to be as interactive, like, let's just sit down and practice
get
some.
It done.
Yeah, exactly. Scholastic has a really good pre-K one. It's like a jumbo workbook. I'm guessing it's $10. They have like a get ready for pre-K, and it's fun. It's colorful. There's letters and numbers. So that's a good way to go too. Those are my recommendations.
Awesome. All right. I will be hopping on Amazon after this because, especially like as a teacher, when I get kids the next year in math, it's like, oh man, like there is learning loss over summer.
Oh,
and so
yeah, for sure. Yeah. I just want to keep up on it a little bit.
Yeah, reinforce.
And it's fun.
Things.
I mean, not for all kids, but for mine, it's fun. Like, it's on his chore chart. It's something that he looks for. He's like, all right, it's schoolwork time. Like, he gets excited about it. And, you know, he gets stickers for, you know, passing a page. It's, yeah. He likes it.
Well, and I also feel like it's one-on-one time, too.
Totally. So, yes.
I don't know what Shay will be doing during it, but
She'll hang.
She'll figure it out.
You can hand her a marker.
Like I've said
and
before,
paper.
She loves to read. She'll just price it.
Yeah,
and Nora's really going to write some books. So.
Perfect. Excellent.
Speaking of reading.
Yeah. Good transition.
Do we have book club for one this week?
We do. We have a great one. I read it while I was at my mom's and I actually ended up giving her the book because I was like, here's actually the main reason I gave it to her. It's a great book. They're turning it into a movie and it's by Steven Spielberg. So it's a big deal here.
Big name.
And it's it has a lot of my mom's favorite actors in it because we really like British shows and it's a British book. And it's going to be starring like Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, Celia Emery, and Ben Kingsley. Just like some names that my mom and I really like. And so when I found out they're making the movie of this, I was like, Mom, you have to read this book before we watch the movie. So anyway, I'm just saying if you're looking for a book that's, you know, cross-generational and I don't know, I'm looking forward to the movie too. So I'm going to tell you what it's about and you're going to guess what it's called.
Okay. I took last week off, so my brain should hopefully be fresh.
Yeah. Get your head in the game.
Okay.
In a peaceful retirement village, four unlikely friends meet up once a week to investigate unsolved murders. When a brutal killing takes place on their very doorstep, the Thursday Murder Club find themselves in the middle of their first live case. Elizabeth, Joyce, Ibrahim, and Ron might be pushing 80, but they still have a few tricks up their sleeves. Can our unorthodox but brilliant gang catch the killer before it's too late? That is the summary.
All right, so you're going to have to help me out a little bit. Okay. What are those women? I feel like in my mind there's like four of them. I feel like older TV show, they all have perms. Golden Girls. Okay.
Oh, like Golden Girls. Yeah, okay,
so I'm channeling like Golden Girls plus like mystery detectives plus British.
Yeah, and I will have to say the setting is like part of the thing that's so appealing. It's like on this gorgeous, sprawling estate, like turned retirement village. It's very cool. Anyway.
Okay, so that's kind of also giving me, like, Clue the board game.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay, so mix that all together.
Oh, boy.
And we get... Give me a second, Grace. Okay, what's the song from the movie that takes place during World War II? And I've never seen the movie. She's, like, singing, there's grass.
Oh, The Hills Are Alive, The Sound of Music?
Yes. Okay, The Hills Are Alive. Okay, plus The Hills Are Alive. Okay.
Not ever seeing The Sound of Music. I can't even.
Oh, man. Okay.
Do you want golden? Any kind of a hint? Because I think you. Okay, go sure. ahead. Go ahead.
Give me
okay.
a hint.
Well, the hint is I said the title in the summary.
Okay. You said Thursday Book Club. Or Thursday, right? Book Club?
Thursday Murder Club.
Oh, sorry. Thursday Murder Club. Well, I guess I wasn't listening as closely as I should have been.
That's okay. What was your Golden Hills?
Literally. Attempt? Golden? Let's go with Golden Mystery Hills.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to throw a clue in there somehow, like a golden no. clue or something.
It's like I can only work with so much in my head.
Okay, the book is called The Thursday Murder Club.
Grace.
That might have been the easiest one that I've ever given you.
I even like almost landed on it because I was like, you said yeah. Thursday Book Club.
Yeah.
What do you think of the golden, what did I say, Golden Murder Hills?
It probably would not have become a bestseller if that had been the title.
Well.
Let's just put it that way.
I'm not an author for a reason.
Yeah. No, good guessing. Okay, are you ready to get into it?
I am.
Are you still recovering from the humiliation?
For some reason, I thought you were going to say more about the book.
Oh, no, sorry. Get into our main, what we're talking about.
Okay. No, let's do it.
Okay, great. Okay, this week we're talking about Father's Day, y'all. We talked a little bit about Mother's Day. We got to do something for the fathers of our children, and I guess our own fathers, really. I should probably be thinking about that as well. But I've been thinking about gift ideas that can be meaningful without being expensive. Like, it would be fun to have the budget to just, like, totally splurge on something amazing, but alas, I don't really. So I was kind of looking up like how to figure out the best gift ideas for fathers, and it was talking about knowing your husband's love language. And I was like, oh, I've definitely, like, when we were dating, we did the love language quiz. I don't remember. Have you and Colin done that?
No. One thing that I feel like I don't love about the love language quiz idea, though, is I feel like I know how to answer the questions to get a certain result or something.
Sure.
But I mean, I feel like I've asked Colin easily, like a dozen times throughout our relationship, what's your love language? Because it's like, you know, I'm trying to be better. And he'll be like, I'm all of them at different times. Okay, great.
I mean, I...
Great. Thank you.
I can't really blame him. Like, I'm kind of with him. Like, it's just like, yeah, like if I'm feeling like I want quality time, then show me you love me by spending quality time with me. But if I'm feeling like I need you to give me an act of service, I don't know. I just feel like they're all great. Like, it would be great for all of those to be expressed to me. So
you wouldn't say no to any of them.
Exactly. So they're words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Like, yeah, I'm down. I like all those. But I was thinking maybe I should just kind of think about, I know that quality time is a big one for him. So maybe I should try to do something related to that in my quote unquote gift. But I'm kind of like, well, also be just like spending time with him all day too. So there's some quality time for you, buddy.
Yeah, I feel like we are not big gift givers, Colin and I, to each other. And okay. So I was asking him, what would you love for the girls to give you? And he had said not, you know, necessarily right now because they're so little still. But he mentioned, oh, like, I would love it if in the future they bought us movie tickets for, like, you know, the three of them to go to a movie together or something.
Fine.
And he gave that specific example, I think, just because he loves movies, obviously. Yeah. But it just also kind of reminded me how personally I love giving gifts that are more experience oriented.
Yes.
As well totally. As, yeah, if the girls wanted, again, when they're a little bit older or something, if they, like, I feel like a Christmas gift I would love from them is, like, this would be an expensive one, but be like, oh, if they bought me a day pass to go snowboarding and then we all go together, that would be a dream day for me.
Totally. Yes. And I think really that's like what we all want, is just to like spend time together. And I do think that's kind of the whole, you know, some people are kind of like, ugh, I don't like Mother's or Father's Day or even Valentine's Day. Like, oh, it's just commercialized. But I'm like, yo, it's an excuse to just hang out, like, which you do anyway on the weekends, you know, but like to just do like meaningful, thoughtful things that make people feel loved. Hey, any excuse to do that to me is great.
Yeah, totally. I will also say I heard, I don't even know where I heard it, but someone gave the idea of, like, as a gift idea of getting your husband or I guess father a gift that's something that they already use and love, but getting them an upgraded version of that. And I just thought that was a cool idea. And
that's a good idea.
Something that I probably wouldn't come up with personally. And I mentioned it to Colin, just saying like, oh, like, do you think you'd like that kind of idea? Because part of me feels like, oh, well, you already have one that works and you're using it. Right. Like, would you want a nicer one? And he said that he couldn't necessarily, like, off the top of his head think of something that specifically applies to that for him right now. But he's like, yeah, I feel like it sounded like a cool idea.
Right. Yeah. So what we'll probably end up doing is cleaning out his car, making him his favorite breakfast and dinner. And, you know, Graham will write him a note. And yeah, we'll just, you know, talk about what we love about him around the dinner table is kind of what I'm generally thinking.
Nice. I feel like I definitely have plans for Nora to make him a card. And then I actually was just at the dollar store the other day because that's where I go to buy wrapping paper. And while I was there, obviously, like, they have all their Father's Day cards. So I bought one for Colin that I actually, like, genuinely really liked. So I'm going to give him that. And then I'm going to write a really thoughtful note in it to him because I feel like he gave me a card on Mother's Day, I feel like a couple years ago, that he wrote in, and I still have it. And I'm not necessarily one to, like, normally, like, I don't have all my birthday cards for my whole life.
Right.
stored somewhere. Yeah, so I want to do that for him. And then Colin loves food, as do most people. I mean, I love food as well. Right. And so I definitely will be making him a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Oh,
and
that's Colin's fave.
It's his fave. And I haven't asked him yet, but I'll probably just end up asking him what he wants me to make for dinner. I am excited because, like I've said in the past, Colin works over the weekend. He does not work on Father's Day this year.
Oh, yay.
So just even that alone, I'm just excited to have him home with
us.
Yeah,
have him home. Yeah. Totally. That's awesome.
So, yeah, no, I feel like huge plans here. But, Grace, you mentioned, yeah, just, like, telling him how much the things that you love about him and stuff as part of your plan. And I feel like that means so much. Like, I feel like I have a friend I know, like, a birthday tradition that they do is that on the child's birthday, every person in the family, like, says one thing that they love about that person. And I feel like, I mean, at least over here, I feel like we don't necessarily, like, vocalize specific things that we love about each other. And so, yeah, I feel like, I mean, Shay won't really be vocalizing it, but I'll have Nora share something that she loves about Colin, for sure, as well as myself.
Yeah, I think that's so crucial. And I just think especially for our husbands, they're just working so hard. I know that you feel the same way about Colin, and I am just, like, every day so impressed that Skylar comes home from working, and even if he's exhausted, he puts on a brave face and just jumps right into parenting and being a husband and, you know, doing the dishes and running to Taekwondo and just happily and joyful. Like, he truly is just, like, so happy in this stage of our life that even the tantrums and the chaos seem doable because he just makes it fun and lighthearted. And what I'm trying to say is I just don't know if they feel recognized as much as I think they deserve to. Like, they're just, they're amazing.
No, totally. I was just telling Colin the other day, I feel like he has such a way with Nora when she's upset to just, like, help her calm down. And maybe that's some of his social work skills coming into play. But
there you go.
I don't know, just, like, the patience that he has with her and, yeah, and just how he's able to help her. I just admire that so much. And I feel like that is something I did share with him the other day, but there's so many other, like, instances, you know, throughout a week when it's like, I don't know, just moments that in my head I think like, oh, I'm so grateful for him doing that, or, oh, like, I'm feeling overwhelmed about whatever, whether it be something that's happening in the moment with our kids or maybe just like something around the house that needs to get done, and just being thankful to have him as a partner and just feel like really blessed that I'm not having to like figure it out on my own or, yeah, 100%. Like navigate this phase by myself.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like, yeah, I feel like every day I'm just like, he picks up the slack when I don't know. I know people kind of talk about it. It's like when I can only give 40%, then he gives 60. Like, I just feel like, yeah, we are such a good team in that way. And thank goodness, because yeah, he's amazing.
On the note of kind of, I guess, dads at large, do you have any plans for your dad, Grace? I know it's hard because he lives in South Carolina.
Yeah, I usually do. I haven't planned that far ahead right now, but I'll usually send him like a little box of, you know, just little, you know, little cards from the boys, their handprints, whatever.
Cute.
And the same, just a card like telling him how much I love him and grateful I am for him. I have a really great dad. And yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's kind of the same. It's very similar. Like, my mom does a very similar thing that I do. Like, it's just like we have his favorite dinner. Yeah, my mom does like a lot of gifts. I don't know. My mom's a gift person. But yeah, the same thing. We go around the dinner table and say what we love about him, which is really fun. And yeah, so as of right now for this year, I don't have specific plans, but yeah, we'll send him a little something. What about you?
Yeah, I asked you this question and I wasn't even totally prepared myself. Also, nothing like firmly planned, but my dad is going to be in Utah this Father's Day, which I feel like there were many Father's Days where, as in like, I don't even know, like 9 of them maybe, where I was in California on Father's Day. And So I honestly, I feel like haven't spent very many Father's Days with my dad since being a teenager. But yeah, I definitely want to get together with him. I think something that, and I feel like this also applies to Mother's Day, but like, can sometimes I feel like feel complicated, is like, obviously you want to celebrate the father of your children, and right, then you of course also want to celebrate your own father, right, and just kind of like managing those two and like who actually gets Father's Day, if you're dad possibly lives close to you or something like that, or maybe even your father-in-law. But yeah, hopefully, I know I have ACT the Saturday before Father's Day, so maybe we can get together with him in the evening on that Saturday and then spend Sunday as a family.
Yeah, totally. And I'm not like, yeah, I'm just not convinced that the day really matters, you know? Like, it's just like your dad's gonna be stoked to just hang out with you whether it's the weekend before or the day before, you know? It's like, yeah, we're gonna spend Father's Day with the father of my children, but we want to spend time with you,
especially too, since he doesn't work.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. For sure. Anyway, so yeah, it is a weird thing to kind of like juggle, but as I just think, as long as everyone's feeling loved, then great. And you know, we probably said this for Mother's Day too, sometimes Father's Day, these kind of days can be complicated. So yeah, just take care of yourself if you need to. But yeah, I do think reflecting on the ways that your husbands or partners and dads have impacted your life and telling them those things makes a big difference.
Yeah.
All right, so we hope everyone enjoys a nice little Father's Day weekend. Shall we switch up our dinner rotation?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, what you got for us?
Yeah, so one of the meals that we had this weekend when Colin's friend was over is we had pulled pork with mac and cheese, and Colin smoked the pulled pork on our Traeger, which is always delicious. And so then good. I got into this kind of habit, it's not the right word to use, but when I was in college, I remember somehow I came across these buy one get one free meals from Noodles and Company. And in college, I legit never ate out, but I had these coupons. And so me and one of my friends, whenever like I came across these coupons, would go to Noodles and Company, and we would order 2 of the biggest size barbecue mac and cheeses. And then obviously, like, we just split the price of the one, and then we both went home with like these huge meals. And honestly, it probably fed each of us like for 3 days or something. And right. In college, for sure. I mean, great now also, but in college, for sure. Yeah. And so that was like my first time ever having like pulled pork and mac and cheese mixed together. Like, honestly, initially, before she convinced me that it was so good, I was like, oh, seems kind of like a strange combination. But now It is my preferred way to eat pulled pork, is it okay. mixed in with mac and cheese. So if you haven't tried it, highly recommend. You do not need to go to Noodles & Company. You can make this at home.
Make it right at home.
And before we had our Traeger, like, we still would make pulled pork. And so on the spreadsheet that I have going, I don't know if anyone looks at that other than me, but I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to put on, like, a crock pot pulled pork recipe that I used to make all the time. And the recipe's great if you don't have a smoker handy. A smoker,
great. Okay, sweet. Thank you. That sounds great.
What about you, Grace?
Mine this week is a meal that actually I don't make, but Skylar does. And it's one of my favorite things that he makes. And it's just katsu chicken, which is just like a Japanese chicken.
It's like you say that like we all should know what that is.
Oh, well, I think you might be the only one who doesn't. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. It's
should
like,
we do another poll? Like your corded versus cordless vacuum?
Yeah, I love proving you wrong. Just kidding. I usually don't like to be wrong. No, it's like a Japanese style fried chicken. I think a lot of people, if they've eaten at like a Hawaiian place, would have eaten this. So I think okay. that it's like a popular. But yeah, it's essentially just fried chicken, really. So yeah, and I think he makes the sauce that goes with it. It's called tonkatsu sauce, I think.
Fancy.
Anyway, so yeah, and he usually makes it like, actually speaking of macaroni, he usually makes like a mac salad with it. And yeah, he made it recently and I was like, I forgot how good this is. So anyway, pretty good. It's like a little, you know, anytime you're frying something, it's like a little more messy and time consuming than I really want to deal with, but it's a good weekend meal if you've got some time on your hands.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely feel like for my family, there are for sure some meals that get reserved for weekends only.
Yeah, for sure. Because who has time during the week, honestly? Well, you will now that you're going to be a stay-at-home mom during the summer.
I will. Yes.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and we also don't.
I feel like for me, it comes down to I really sometimes can just use Colin's help to be home to occupy my kids so that I can 100% focus on whatever it is that I'm making. So it's even not necessarily the fact of like, oh my goodness, I got home at 5 and now I need to make dinner.
Yeah.
It's more just like, can someone making play with my kids while I make dinner?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Well, again, coming through with another Asian
restaurant. Oh, my gosh. Dang it. Asian I was restaurant. Trying not to.
I actually have a Asian recipe I want to share in the future. It's like one of two that I make. But yeah, I really need to get out of my box because Colin, yeah, he loves Asian food. So maybe I'll do that for Father's Day.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Full-Time Moms. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Full-Time Moms Podcast for highlights from the show. Please follow or subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review so we can grow our community. We'll catch up again next Wednesday. Until then, we're rooting for you.
You go, girl.